AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The government says consumer prices rose more than 9% last month, the biggest yearly increase in more than 40 years. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
Compared to last year, grocery prices overall are up 12.2%. Rents have risen 5.8%. New car prices, 11.4%. Gas prices remain far higher than a year ago, but they are falling from about $5 a gallon a month ago to an average of $4.63 nationwide. Economists hope that signals a short-term inflation peak.
A judge near Washington rejected a request from Amber Heard to set aside the $10 million judgment awarded against her in favor of ex-husband Johnny Depp. More from the AP's Margie Zaralletta.
Amber Heard's legal team had filed a motion earlier this month to have the libel verdict against her set aside or a mistrial declared. Among the issues cited was a juror who has the same name and address as his father, but it was the father who had been called for jury duty. Judge Penny Escarati rejected all of Heard's claims, saying specifically the juror issue was irrelevant. Depp had won a $10 million judgment against Heard earlier this year over a 2018 op-ed piece she had written. Heard had won a $2 million judgment on a counterclaim against Depp. Heard can still take her case to the Virginia Court of Appeals. I'm Margie Zaralletta.
A wildfire that threatened a grove of California's giant sequoias in Yosemite National Park is burning eastward into the Sierra National Forest. Matt Ahern is with the interagency fire team.
We did get a special engine module, a resource advisor qualified engine module that are skilled in cultural sensitivities, and they're going to be working through the grove, cleaning up areas of concern.
Soaring demand for the monkeypox vaccine caused the appointment system to crash in New York City. This is AP News. Civil rights leader Mary McLeod Bethune became the first black person elevated by a state for recognition at the U.S. Capitol's Statuary Hall.
At the statue unveiling, Bethune-Cookman University interim president Dr. Lawrence Drake says it's a proud day for the school founded by the daughter of slaves.
Seeing our founder and namesake take her rightful place among the most distinguished Americans here in the center of our democracy.
Dr. Ashley Preston campaigned for the larger-than-life marble statue, which features Bethune holding a black rose, her symbol of inclusion.
She was the Oprah of her time. She was the VP Kamala Harris of her time.
Florida commissioned the statue after a grassroots campaign removed one of Confederate General Edmund Kirby Smith. I'm Julie Walker.
The Toronto Blue Jays fired manager Charlie Montoyo and promoted bench coach John Schneider to manage the remainder of the season. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.